Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back with Beach and Company. I'll get to Dan, who's holding in just one second, but I did want to read this text. Might explain some of it anyway. The Year of Living Danishly is a very popular book that many younger adults are reading as of late, and it speaks about the joys of socialism. Isn't it exciting to see, and amazing as well, to see how quickly minds can be changed when you're that age? You know why? Because you have no comparison. You have not lived long enough or seen enough or gotten enough tax bills or phone bills in the mail to recognize, to put it in its proper place. There is no free lunch. Nobody's ever had it. Nobody ever will. Even if you have a lot of things that the government is doing that you think they're doing for you, look to see how much the government is getting from you for those services. Let's get back to Dan, I'm sorry, I forgot Rush Limbaugh has changed his time, and now it's your time, Dan in West Seneca.
Well, thank you. What I was saying, Sandy, is the issue of socialism or capitalism today is not simply discussed nor qualified any longer. And it's because we've adopted a way of doing business in lots of avenues, milk is subsidized to keep it affordable, so it's consumed by everyone. They targeted children for that. Farmers currently are subsidized, and even more so because of the unresolved trade conflict with China. A guy who gets a bunch of credit for being wealthy and self-made, Elon Musk. He's not very self-made. Here in Western New York, the residents of the state of New York gave him $800 million, which he then put into his private business venture, which he then sold, and he's not fulfilled his obligations. But I listened to your news, and it's very good, and you just pointed out that we've got potholes all over the place, and we've got $800 million of our tax dollars that should have been used to build roads, bridges, fix potholes, tied up with Elon Musk.
Every time I hear about Musk, he has disappointing news in production. He's getting more money from the government, and he's coming up with some other half-baked scheme.
Right. Well, okay, so we're in agreement. I don't really want to crucify anybody because there is good that has occurred by subsidizing renovations of older buildings, certainly in...
Oh, yeah, there's some good things being done, sure.
Okay, but it doesn't change the fact that if you take the public money and you put it to private use, if you take public tax dollars and you give them to a private business person and he profits, that is a type of socialism. But you can't give your populace a free ride. That's communism.
And the one word I think of all the time is control. Another word might be choice. I like my own choices. I like more control. I understand that I have to throw some money in the pot, usually a lot, for the good and welfare of the community. But I still want to make some choices of my own.
Listen, on this one, Sandy, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm kind of asking you, and I'm making a question and a comment. The lines have become blurred. Elon Musk, you love our new brand of capitalism. It has been called crony capitalism from time to time. I would say that our leadership is poor overall and has been for 30 years, because if you took a look at our capitalistic society and our federal deficit, it is certainly not a successful business venture. We are the largest debtor nation in the world. So young people should not drift toward communism. Socialism is kind of the land in between. It's purgatory. You're not quite capitalistic and you're not quite communistic. And I think that you're correct. Although I'm a Democrat and you're a Republican, socialism has not been successful. And in fact, it was the end of the Second World War that really brought it more to prominence, because there was no economic structure left in most of Eastern and Western Europe to work with. So the only model that you had would be for the government to come in and provide.
With the Marshall Plan. Yeah, they had to because things were just destroyed. Well, I'm glad, Dan, that we're on the same basic page. And I'm glad you held through the break. Thank you very much. To me, I want to earn my money. I want an open market. I want to compete. I don't mind competing. I certainly don't mind because I understand the necessity. Throw some money in the pot, probably a lot of it, because we need that for armed forces and potholes and everything else. But I don't want everything dictated to me, how long I have to wait to get an apartment, how long my socialized medicine will see me when my arm is hanging off by a thread in the emergency room. I want the things that we've been known for. Good health care, choice. I want choice, absolutely. And people seem to think that you can have anything for free when the government pays for it. Who do you think the government is? It's us. So when you hear that, we're going to, I heard a state, I think it was California, is trying to put $100 million up on some harebrained thing. And I'm thinking, these poor taxpayers in California, I mean, I know they vote the people in who make these decisions, but I would feel totally used if I was in California on how they spend your hard-earned tax dollars.
They bend over backwards for illegals.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, they leave the nation in homeless. The streets are filthy.
Yep.
And this is all run by the Democrats.
Going the wrong way, and they seem to be proud of it. So we want to know from you, 4 in 10, a little bit more than that, actually, Americans believe in socialism.
Do they understand how much of their check they're going to lose and how the less freedom they're going to have to go, maybe get that pizza on a Friday night or go to the mall on the weekend?
Well, I saw a feature on socialism about a year ago, one of the Scandinavian countries that is socialist. And looks like, that would be interesting to do. 80% of their money is taken from the taxpayer. I don't know about you. If my check had an 80% deduction, I quit working.
Do you remember what happened to France when they tried 70% tax?
Oh, there were riots.
Yeah, people were leaving. The billionaires, they were leaving. Yeah. Saying, see ya.
So, it's insane. And we can't let the fact that the Democrats in this campaign are going to promise you everything, green grass on your lawn and no leaks in your roof and everything in between. On News Radio 930, we'll be back with WBEN. Sandy, Ken Matthews was talking about this yesterday. I guess he's in for Rush. He stated the sample size was only 1,100 people surveyed. Not sure about that. Well, here, I have it right in front of me. Because I have the Gallup poll, and you always look at the back to see who they sample. Results of this Gallup poll based on telephone interviews. Pardon me just one second. Conducted April 17th through the 30th with a random sample of 1,024 adults, age 18 and older, living in all 50 U.S. states and District of Columbia. For results based on the total sample of national adults, the margin of sampling error, plus or minus 4 percentage points, at the 95% confidence level. All reported margins of sampling error included computed design effects for weighing. The key number is 1,024 adults. Key number, 18 and older in all 50 states. I'd want to make sure. It says all 50 states, but we don't know how they placed them in those 50 states and how they were weighted for various states. There's a lot of questions to ask because I think Americans who have been on the planet a little bit longer recognize socialism as something they're not interested in. But those new, it's a new scene. Hey, we are the millennials, and just a little bit later, let's try this because we could get something for free. They're not teaching the good hard work ethic or the if you sign for something and promise to pay back, you should pay it back. They're not teaching that. They're teaching the exact opposite. Get what you want and feel free never to address the debt. Let's go to my dear friend, Mr. Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and I'm glad you called. What do you think about this? Over 4 in 10, 43% actually, of Americans in this survey believe that socialism might be good for us.
Well, I look at it this way. The people, the 43% to me, is a, and why they look towards socialism is a testimonial to the dumbing down of America.
Now, I think you're right. Sure, absolutely.
And to me, the definition to me of socialism is dependence versus independence.
It's, I can do it myself. I don't need the government to hold my hand.
You got that right. It's exactly the way I look at it, and that's the way a lot of people look at it. And I question why aren't we running from this country towards Venezuela instead of them and their socialism running towards America, where capitalism is king?
And that's, you know, if these young skulls full of mush, as Rush refers to them, I think it's so great. I don't know about eating your dog. I don't know if that sounds very attractive to me, and certainly not attractive to the dog.
It's certainly not attractive at all, and sooner or later, you're going to run out of dogs. So what do you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a famous saying, it works until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah, that's exactly what the point I'm trying to make.
And I think we're going the wrong way in many, many fields right now. In this survey, they were talking about technical innovation, the distribution of wealth, very important, the economy, wages, a higher education, and healthcare. So those are all very important issues. And I think that the people that they talked to maybe were a little blinded by the fact that they just got out of college or within the last couple of years and they've got a big debt to pay. So they base everything on that. Well, I don't think we should base everything on that. Your debts, your payments, they shouldn't be dragged down. We shouldn't be dragged down in society by them.
That's for sure. I mean, let's be honest about it. Everybody attending is not attending Morehead University, so they will have some debt when they get out of college, more than likely.
Very generous of that man. Wow, can you imagine being in that audience about to graduate, and then the featured speaker says, we're going to pick up the tab for your college experience. Wow, that's very generous.
It's like hitting the lottery, isn't it?
It really is. I think I'm going to sit in the audience of a black graduation hoping they'll pick me out and give me a lucrative deal. What do you think?
Be the token.
I'd be happy. I'd be happy to be the token. Hey, thanks, Don. Good to talk to you, my friend.
My pleasure. You guys have a good day.
Okay, goodbye. All right, let's see. Here are the various aspects of it. First of all, some more numbers, and then we'll go back to the calls. Besides the 43% of Americans say socialism would be a good thing, 51% believe socialism would be a bad thing. Okay, so 94, that's only 94. I guess the 6% that are wandering around with a liquor bottle in the woods, and that would be Hillary Clinton and her friends. They don't know. We don't know nothing. We know nothing about no socialism.
First of all, you got to wonder about any poll that's out there. Anything that's automatically suspicious. What's their angle? What are they trying to convince the American people of?
Okay, now we had a little almost 1,100, and it was in all 50 states. I just want to know within the states. You can have all 50, but were they? This is a survey that has to be psychological, geological. It has to be a lot of logicals to fit in the mindset that would think that we want to kick to the curb capitalism and embrace socialism. And, you know, I think a lot of that would have to do with age, depending on your age. If you're just starting out and your life is, you know, 80 years ahead of you, 90 years ahead of you, you might have a different view. If you've seen it and paid taxes and helped build the country to what it is now, you would definitely have a different view.
I think if the survey was properly done, that those numbers would be different.
Well, it could be. Let's. There's a reason. The president mentioned it a few months ago that we are not a capitalist nation. We're not going to be a capitalist nation.
You mean socialist?
A socialist. We are a capitalist nation.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Let's continue.
Yeah, so there's a reason he said that, because he saw, that, what are there, 22, 23 Democratic candidates now? 21, 22. You got one finger up.
But when he said that, none of the Democrats stood up, except for Joe Manchin from West Virginia.
Well, of course they wouldn't stand up. But the bottom line is, it was important enough for him to think about it, to mention it, to say it, and to position himself. He positioned himself directly. One would say, if you are a hardcore socialist fan, you don't like President Trump. That makes sense, doesn't it? But if you like America the way it probably used to be and can be and is becoming in even a short couple of years, then he's positioned. He staked that out. And I think being on the side of capitalism is the right way to do it. I still believe in profits. I believe in hard work. I believe in innovation. I believe in thinking differently than other people do. And I don't want the government to do that for me, because the government doesn't do a really good job.
Don't forget, we've had a generation that was raised into being jealous of anybody that's successful.
Exactly.
Especially, you know, I see it over and over. Oh, they hate the CEO because the CEO makes
X amount more. And the second thing on this list in the survey, distribution of wealth. What do you think that's about? Okay, it's unfair. It's unfair. Bill Gates has so much money, and I don't have that money. I should have the same as Bill Gates. I mean, come on. Bill Gates did something, hit the market at the right time, changed America. I think Bill Gates earned his money. We'll be back with more on News Radio, and he's giving it away charitably. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. And we are back with Beach & Company. Just got back from the trip. Had an enjoyable time. Our next trip starts October 6th. And Dan Neverth and I have unpacked our friends have unpacked our luggage as we're back. And we'll have to repack, getting ready for the Viking Jupiter trip, October 6th through the 20th. And we are going to, a couple more cabins have popped up that are available. And so if you'd like to go with Dan Neverth and I and our friends, October 6th through October 20th, it'll be trip number 10, just all fabulous trips so far, aboard the Viking Jupiter, which was christened, put in the water in February. It's an ocean-going trip with Viking. And you know, if you've been on Viking before, everything's included. You don't have to open up the checkbook, the wallet, the purse, or anything else. This trip will start October 6th with an overnight flight from the U.S. to Norway. We'll be in Bergen overnight, and then to Amsterdam after that in the Netherlands, then to Bruges, Belgium, Paris, France. Good, you're good with geography. Portsmouth, England, we'll get to see the D-Day Museum. Falmouth, England. Porto, Portugal, where the port wine originated. Granada in Spain. Let's see, another stop in Spain, which I always have trouble pronouncing, and then Barcelona in Spain overnight, and we'll fly back. It's really fabulous. One free shore excursion every port. All onboard meals are included. Beer, wine, soft drinks with lunch and dinner, all included. Free Wi-Fi. Your room will have a king-size bed, 24-hour room service, 42-inch flat screen, and a private veranda. How good is that? There's all kinds of extra available optional tours, too, including museums and windmills and Normandy, certainly Monet's Gardens, the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower, Stonehenge, Picasso, his birthplace museum. So if you need more information on this, as I said, I think it was like two became more available now. See, they book X amount for the ship and whatever. And we don't have the whole ship, obviously. So sometimes things happen and rooms become available. And I think there's a couple. So call 888-788-7477. That would be AAA. Okay, let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, I haven't talked to you in a while. Welcome aboard.
Hey, welcome back, Sandy. I didn't get a chance to tell you the other day, but glad to hear you back.
Well, thank you very much. What do you think about socialism becoming more acceptable to 43% of our population, according to this survey?
I think, obviously, a lot of that stems from ignorance, and then you get the brainwashing, you know, that goes on in college and
sure.
schools, and, you know, that seems to even trickle down into, like, the elementary school age now from some of the homework that I see that comes home, you know. So to me, I think personally, it's going to come down to a couple things. The first one is, you know, how many lazy people are really out there? Because the only people that are really going to think that this sounds like a good idea are the people that don't work for a living and have anything to begin with. So, of course, they're going to want the board level for them because they have no ambition to go out and get anything themselves.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to say no to free stuff? Believe me, I've been at radio a long time. People will go out of their way to win a toothpick. So, yeah, especially free stuff, thinking I don't have to pay for my college education. I can get to help with my heat, with my food, with all this other stuff. And they keep hammering this as a giveaway program. That's what it looks like to me.
Until you're the one paying the bill and not receiving all the benefits, you're putting more in than you're getting out of it. Then they'll start to realize, you know, these college kids that, you know, when they're working for the same wage as somebody who works at Burger King and they just spent 4 years in college. But, you know, the other thing is I think we as a people, human beings in general, but more specifically Americans, I feel like we are a generous, you know, people. We're kind to one another. Some of us, you know, we donate to charities, things like that. But at the end of the day, I think there's a bit of an inherent, you know, almost embedded selfishness with human beings. I mean, it's survival of the fittest, so to speak. So if you don't have it to give, I mean, you know, we're not just going to give away our last food and let ourselves die to protect somebody else.
Are you as Terry, are you as surprised as I am of how easy it is to get people to give up control of their own lives in exchange for something? It seems like they're for sale. You just have to ask, and they'll be happy to have you dictate their lives.
Well, I think because a lot of these kids now, they're not built like, you know, generations past. They don't want the responsibility. They don't want to have to make their own decisions. They like being told what to do because they're under that, you know, where we got kids that are 25, 30 years, not even kids, adults, 25, 30 years old, still living in mom's basement, you know?
Well, they started that with the, 26 or 27 year age limit. You can be on mom and dad's insurance. Tony, what is that, 26 or 27?
I can't remember the year.
26, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, as much as you love your parents, I mean, I absolutely love my parents, but I think I was a typical kid. I wanted to get out and be on my own as soon as possible, even though I love being at home and I had no problems. There's a certain independence that seems to be missing now. People willing to give it up.
People don't want to be out there with responsibility and having to make life choices. It's a scary world out there, and all these little snowflakes and their cry closets and their safe spaces. They don't want to have to deal with it, and that's why they're up for letting the government baby them, because they're mentally immature no matter what their age is.
Well said. Thank you, Terry. Very well said. And I go along with what he has to say.
Well, you brought up the independence thing. Yeah. Look at how many they don't want their driver's license. They have no interest in driving.
They don't want to own a car. They don't want to own a car. They don't want a driver's license. All the things, not all of them, but a lot of the things that meant something to us, independence, making choices, getting a job, making decisions, they're perfectly willing to just be zombies for the rest of their life, and politicians telling them not only where to jump, but how high.
Well, they can live a virtual reality life behind their computer.
Exactly. I think I'll make myself a virtual sandwich. Very nice. Now, the previous, the thing from this survey, it's a Gallup poll, obviously, is the percentage calling socialism a bad thing versus a good thing is shrinking. And that's important to know. Previous Gallup research shows that Americans' definition of socialism has changed over the years, with nearly one in four now associating the concept with social equality. And in other words, you're thinking, I have a much better home than Harry does. Harry should have a better home. Are you willing to have a lesser home so you both have the same home? Should all the houses be the same look and painted the same color and have the same size lawn? I mean, it's ridiculous. 17% associate it with more classical definition of having some degree of government control over the means of production. That's the key. A majority of Democrats have said they view socialism positively in Gallup polling since 2010, including 57% of the most recent measure in 2018. So that's it right there. Democrats, 57% in the most recent poll since 2010, view socialism positively. The Republicans don't, and the Democrats, that's their playbook. That's what they do. They give away your stuff. You earned it. You put it in the coffee can in your backyard. They're digging up your coffee can, emptying it, and giving it to people you don't even know. And some people, not only you don't know them, they shouldn't be here at all because they're here illegally.
You Republicans are heartless.
So
you
heartless.
Don't want to help anyone.
You're so mean. You're so mean. We'll be back with more. Grow a set, will you, pal? On News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's see. Fake news. Hillary was supposed to win, too. I don't believe the poll. It's a Gallup poll with nearly 1,100 respondents. They lay it out as hitting all 50 states, but I don't have the exact number in each state. And obviously, this is a subject that could be a geographical subject as well as anything else. Sandy, it's bad for the country that so many people seem to want the convenience of others paying the bills instead of having the conviction that you not only can pay your own way, but you want to. That's a good point. Nobody likes to pay a bill, okay? Let's face it. You write the check or you pay it in person. You don't like to do it, but there's a certain responsibility. First of all, there's a little fear. If you don't pay the gas bill and shut the gas off, it's going to be cold. Okay, you don't pay the water bill and shut the water off, no more Kool-Aid for you. So there are things like that, but usually it's innate that you gave me something and I will give you this in return. I'm taking your product, you're taking my money. That's the way it works. To think that you shouldn't be responsible for any of that thing, you'll notice that none of these people, these young people with very little experience in life yet, none of them run off to any other alternative forms of government, do they? You don't see them going up to Scandinavia in any time. And Scandinavia is, I think there's one example there that it might work, but you got to hand over like 80% of your what you make. I'm not ready to do that. If that happened here, I'd quit. I wouldn't work. I'd sit under a tree, watch the world go by. Let's go to, how about Mary, shall we? Mary in Lancaster, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Sandy, this is wonderful. The day after the school board elections, budget elections, vote, this is a good topic. You said earlier in the show, I didn't quite get the name of the book that you said these students are reading. That's
I think it's called Living Danishly.
Danishly, okay.
Yeah.
I think based on what that book is promoting, I think what the school board, since we pay, like our budget is $1 million, I think, educational equipment, I think required reading for the students should be 1984, because these kids
have
no idea. They are living 1984 and they don't even know it, because everything is, you know, socialist and Big Brother and everything else. But these kids are thinking, oh, everything is wonderful. Give away. You know, the government will do it. The government, but they're not being taught. They should be. The two books that they should read is, if they want to read that one and discuss that 1984, how does it apply to today? And I bet half those kids don't even know
about it. Here's the text. The Year of Living Danishly is a very popular book
right. That
many younger adults are reading as of late, and it speaks of the joys of socialism. Right. Yeah, and after that, you can go to the joys of communism, because that's the next step.
And this, it's going to sound terrible, but with all these graduations now and everything, and everybody's praising that black businessman for giving, paying the tuition. I think that's, it's a wonderful thing, but I think it's a bad example, because what he's doing is saying, see, you know, no, you don't have to pay your, I'm paying your tuition. Now all these kids are going to be flooding to that school, right, hoping that they're going to be getting free tuition.
But he is a guy who made it, obviously got to a point where he could do that. He made it in a capitalistic society. He made it by, you know, innovation and investment.
Exactly.
So that speaks for capitalism.
Right. He did a wonderful thing by doing that, but he should also put a contingency on that. I'm not just giving you this money. I earned this money, and my family benefited from working hard and everything, and I want to give this. There's a need in our country now for doctors, nurses, teachers, even, you know, health care.
Well, I find it hard to criticize what he did. However, I do feel that if he put that, I think it was like $50 million, 40 or 50, something like that.
Right.
If he put that towards getting jobs for all the graduates, in other words, job placement, advanced information, and that sort of thing, to give them an opportunity to earn their own fortune, that might be a little bit better, but still, it's very generous of what he did.
It was a wonderful thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
The contingency could be saying, you know, freedom isn't free, and if you want it, you're going to get this. I will give preference to medical students. You know, people that are going into medicine.
Things that are in short supply, sure.
Really needed now.
Yeah.
And education. That's where. Then they, you know, if you're going in for something like that, you'll get that benefit, and that's
now
based on your grades.
When you were growing up, when I was growing up, when any of the adults listening to the show today are growing up, we never had in the back of our head that, somebody's going to pay for my debts.
Right.
I'm going to college, but there'll be a debt, and so I don't want to have to pay for it. We never thought like that.
And it was also a requirement, a scholastic requirement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The scholarship. You have to maintain, you have to first qualify first.
I still don't know who paid and who took Dan Neverett's college exams. It had to be somebody who took it for him, I'm sure. I mentioned that yesterday, and nobody's come up with the answer yet. This is a deep state with this.
I felt sorry for him.
All right, thanks, Mary. Thank you very much.
Hey, Sandy, remember early on I mentioned about Nick's school raising money for Bald for Bucks?
Bald for Bucks,
I just read that they have raised over $7,000.
Wow, that's great. That is great, and I'm glad your son's involved with that. It's a little late for me.
Yeah,
I would like to help, but growing hair for bucks it doesn't work.
Yeah, they don't do that, do they?
It takes too long. You know, you go to the event, it starts Tuesday at 7, and then we just sit and watch hair grow, and then maybe 4th of July, you know, you make the donation. Well, a little hair shows up. You see, they didn't like that idea, and I can't figure out why.
I thought it was a good idea.
But the Ball for Bucks thing is a real home run, and I'm glad Nick is involved with it.
Yeah, $7,000, so great job, 79th Street School.
He's going to see. He's going to feel like Elvis when he walks away after they've cut his goldy locks off.
Well, it's definitely going to be short.
Yeah, because he's had really long hair for a long time.
And it's curly. We don't want to lose the curls, though.
Stop it. Now stop it. Act like a man. Your son has curly hair and you don't want to give it up. Come on, Tony. We'll be back with more with perhaps a more manly point of view. Okay, the text number 72881. The cash code word, YIELD. 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 72881. Do that and you might win $1,000.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.